and muscled his way to riches in the Veneto. Marrying into Venetian old money helped too. Jim watched as Salvatore's hand slid to his wife's waist, lingering, his bald head leaning in close to her cheek. The woman froze at his side, as if ensnared. Jim saw her frown, then nod, as if taking instructions. And all Levine could think was, I must free her from this. Somehow. Some way. Levine saw his opportunity. One of the sopranos stepped forward to the grand piano and launched into an aria that Jim recognized from Don Giovanni. A hush fell over the room as the patrons listened attentively. But not all. He noticed Salvatore Russo wander off to the far end of the ballroom, near the floor-to-ceiling windows that looked over the Grand Canal, and engage in a heated conversation with other similarly disinterested.